Faith Hannah was one of the first parishioners to greet me when I got to my very first church out of seminary. She said, "My name is Faith Hannah. I'm 94 years old, and I'm glad you're here because you're going to do my funeral." As it turns out, I was there 4 years, and she was pretty healthy at 98 when I left. It was a small town in Kansas. She had been born there in 1901. She was baptized in that church in 1905, and she showed me the stone baptismal font where she had been baptized. And the church had burned down and been rebuilt on the stone walls. It had a major flood during the Depression, but that stone font was still there, and Faith Hannah was still there. She held a lot of the memory of the church, and she was faithful to her name. She stayed, she kept coming all those years. But faith is more than just showing up. Faith is what? It's an attitude, it's an outlook, it's a way of life, it's a disposition. Faith, I think, is an attitude toward the future. When this church, St. Anthony's, was founded 31 years ago, we had a vision that this church was going to be the Episcopal presence in the central Kitsap area. And, of course, the place was booming then. Bangor was just going in, and there was all kinds of growth happening everywhere. And the idea was that we would establish a church here, and we were going to build a building that would be a beacon for people throughout Kitsap County. Well, it didn't happen exactly as we thought. There were a lot of changes over the years. We had to make some accommodations, had to do some alternatives. But the vision is still there. The vision that this church is a guiding light in our community. As we have worked for a new building since I've been here, I have had my doubts and my fears. Would we be able to find a place to build the church that would be adequate, that we could afford? Would we be able to raise enough money to do this project? Would we be able to get a consensus of opinion among the church to move ahead? Would we be able to design a building that is within a budget? All those were things that worried me, still worry me, and caused me anxiety. Peter Stockwell keeps telling me over and over, "Have faith, Bill, have faith." And he's right, of course. Faith is an outlook. It's an attitude toward the future. It's a childlike trust in God, I think. Our reading from the letter to the Hebrews today is a meditation on faith. The writer is thinking about what faith is. He says, "Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen." In other words, faith is not certitude and it's not control, because certitude doesn't leave any room for God. And control is closed down. Faith is still open to what might happen in the future. Faith, I think, is open-minded. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. So faith, I think, is an act of the imagination of what's going to happen. When you don't know the future, what you do is you go on faith. And I know we've all done it. When we didn't know what the future was going to hold for us, we had to step out in faith. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews, we don't know who the writer is exactly, but the writer uses Abraham as a prime example of the faith. He says, "God called Abraham to leave the land of his fathers and to go to a new land that he had never seen before." So imagine what it was like for Abraham, having been in his father's and grandfather's land for a long time and being called to go to some place he'd never seen before. To step out in faith, take his family and his flocks and his herds, and go to a land far, far away that might or might not hold promise. So faith is like a childlike trust in God. Frederick Buechner, the great writer, says, "Faith is stepping out into the unknown with nothing to guide us except a hand that is just beyond our grasp." So Abraham trusted in God's promise, and he started out for the promised land. The writer to the Hebrews says that Abraham looked forward to a city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. Now, Abraham was a nomad. He lived in tents. They moved from place to place depending on how the pasture was for the animals, for the sheep and for the goats. So he wasn't really looking to found a city that he could build with stones. But the writer of the letter of Hebrews says what he was really looking for was something eternal, something lasting. He was looking for a heavenly promise, is what he was really looking for, a heavenly city. Not just an earthly city, but an eternal city, the heavenly Jerusalem. Well, next Sunday, we're going to break ground for our new church. It's going to be an exciting day, I think. And breaking ground is a ceremonial act, but it reminds us that we're not just building with wood and steel and cement. We are building a future for our church, is what we're really doing. We're looking forward to a building whose architect and builder is God. The physical building is only the start. What we're looking to do is build something lasting, something bigger than a building. We've designed this church to be set in the pasture there so that you can see it off of Old Frontier Road. And people who are driving by are going to see that this is a place of God. They'll see a spire rising up to heaven. They'll know that it's a sacred space. They'll know that it's a place where they can find God. And I hope that it will be part of our community, part of the Kitsap community, and it will serve our community. You know, I can visualize all kinds of activities going on there. A walking path or community gardens, groups meeting in our church, weddings, celebrations, memorials, concerts, moms groups, preschools, all kinds of things that are going to be the way we serve our community. Outreach to the families at Bangor. Outreach to other families in need in our community. So I see more than a building. I see God's hand reaching down from heaven to be on that place. So faith looks toward the future. Faith is the assurance of things to come, the conviction of things unseen. So I don't know about the future. None of us really do. I'm not certain, but I'm going to trust God to lead me into the future, whatever it holds. And I think that is faith. Amen.